Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. I hope this moment will be one of inspiration, reflection, and hope for your life. As a student of the Bible, I read stories where I say, wow, that sounds just like us today. At the same time that Buddha was teaching in India in the 5th century BC, the Jews were returning to Jerusalem after their captivity in Babylon. They were rebuilding the temple. Young men were recruited around the age of 20 years. They said that they are strong young men and they can really do the job. And they started the construction. They had an occasion when the young folk were ecstatic and singing with joy at the new foundation being laid on the temple. The old people who remembered the old temple before it was demolished were weeping. And then comes this most interesting phrase in the text. The people could not distinguish the sound of the joyful shout of the young people from the sound of the old people's weeping. Isn't it true that every era has older folk remembering the old days and weeping because they are gone? And at the same time, there are young people anxious to get on to something new and exciting. Two images. One of the old folks, full of nostalgia, young people ready for a new world. Both shouting in joy and agony, and you can't tell one sound from the other. It seems to me that too much concentration on the past as the good old days and too much desire to embrace an uncertain future misses the most important thing, and that is living in the present moment, in the now. So it's time to wake up. In 1900, the average lifespan was 40 years of age. Many infants and adults died of things easily knocked out with antibiotics today. I see nothing of those times that makes me want to relive them, which is impossible anyway. And anyone excited about the future as a lot better time needs to be reminded that if there is to be one, a future, we have to clean up the earth, our island home, and do it now, or there will not be a future. There is now. The moment we need to stop crying and stop cheering and get to work on saving this planet. That is not one thing on our to-do list. It is the only thing. May God help us on that path. This has been 3 Good Minutes. I'm Richard Wing, wishing you all the best as together we work toward a world needing and waiting to be born.
3 Good Minutes with Dr. Richard Wing publishes new podcast episodes every Thursday. See you next week.